You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're listening to Intuit from Vulture and New York Magazine. I'm Sam Sanders. This episode, we're going to run down some big entertainment, pop culture stories of the week with truly two of my favorite podcasters. A lot of you know them well. Their names are Lindsay Weber and Bobby Finger. They are the host of Who Weekly. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
For those who are living under a rock and fully uncultured, describe your show for folks who haven't listened yet.
Wow. Big ask.
Or a small ask, you know?
We like to say it's like you're at a supermarket browsing the one of, you know, 10 real magazines that are left in the world. Some of them are tabloids. Some of them are full issues about Princess Diana. I don't know, whatever you're looking at. And you see something and you're like, who even is that? Why are they on the cover? That is what our podcast covers.
The people that make you say who.
Yes.
I love it. So we are going to talk about some who's, talk about some them's. We're also going to talk this week about influencers and if they're supposed to be striking or not in solidarity with the actors and the writers. We're going to talk about the newest Bachelor. We're going to talk about this new extremely online trend, NPC live streaming on TikTok. It makes me feel so old. We'll explain the whole thing. But before we begin, I want to introduce a brand new game that we invented just for this episode, just for you
an
two.
Honor.
What?
I know. You want to play?
We love
you
games.
I want to play. I love a game.
Yes! Okay, all right. This game is called, drum roll please, we got money, but we ain't lending out. We got Is This Barbie Merch Collab Real or Fake? That's
obsessed.
It.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game.
That's such a good game.
So, as everyone knows, the Barbie movie is finally out this week after the world's longest marketing campaign. And one of the weird, strange, crazy things to observe have been all the collabs with any and every kind of business to promote this damn movie. So to celebrate Margot Robbie and Australian world domination and Greta Gerwig and all of it, we're going to play a game called Is This Barbie Merch Collab Real or Fake? Just say if you think it's real or fake when I say it.
Okay.
Barbie and Burger King.
Real.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I'm going to say fake.
It's real.
I knew it.
Barbie and Crocs.
Real.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Gotta be just, real.
Ugh. I want them.
Barbie and Cheesecake Factory.
Ugh. I think that's fake, but
I'm going to say fake.
I want that so badly to be real.
It's fake, but all I want in life is a slice of pink Barbie cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory
it's
in
so
the Grove.
Easy.
Because it's right next to the theater,
or
and you can go to the
Americana
movie after the cheesecake.
I'll take that
the collabs write themselves. It's pink. Just make
They're
it pink
perfect.
And slap a bee on it.
It's so great.
Barbie and Pepto-Bismol.
Fake.
I mean, I think that's got to be fake, but it's great.
Should be real.
Should be real.
Barbie and One Medical.
Wait, the doctor's office?
Should be real, but I'm going to say it's fake.
Should be real. Also, shout out to the Intuit production team. There's some real ones for that.
I was a member of that. If they were doing Barbie at the time, I wouldn't have quit.
Right, it's so, the one thing that can make one medical tolerable.
That's true. You can't get an appointment, but you can get a Barbie doll or whatever.
Imagine if you log on to One Medical. This is the concierge medical
it's
service.
A Barbie.
You log on to the One Medical app, and the nurse you like chat with is like Barbie themed.
Or like you go to one of their places and they're like, sorry, we can't get you an appointment with the doctor right now, but we do have Barbie.
Ken's here.
Thank you, Dr. Barbie.
Here's the doctor and her cutest patient. Isn't she sweet?
It's kind of a joke, but it's kind of not a joke. Good luck.
It's not a joke.
Listen, if Ken is drawing my blood for my labs, I'm fine with it.
As
I will
long
pay
as
whatever.
He's a Dr. Ken, as long as he's the Ken doctor, you know?
Exactly.
I'll take it.
All right. Barbie and Allstate.
Real.
Real.
Ah, the real one is Barbie progressive. And Progressive.
No.
Because what's her face went to the premiere.
Flo was
like, I got this.
Who was the other guy? Who's Flo's contemporary?
Flo's Ken.
Who's Flo's
you
peer?
Mean Flo's Ken?
Yeah, who's Flo's Ken?
Who is Flo's Ken? There's a guy,
Greg,
right?
I don't know. Yeah,
there's a guy. Barbie and Uno.
That's real. Because I want it, and I retweeted it, and I said I wanted it, and then I was like, wow, there's a lot of Spawn, and they were like, they're both owned by Mattel, so this is actually the one that makes sense.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that Mattel wants to make every Mattel product a movie, and Barbie's just the start.
Perfect.
And in the New Yorker article about this, someone was like, well, not everything can be a movie. Like, how do you make Uno a movie?
Maybe you can't, but someone can.
What's the Uno movie? Please go ahead. Spin this out.
This is just showing, like, this is why the writer's strike has to end, because this is why we need the brilliant minds of Hollywood to, like, get back to work. Because, like, I don't know, but I feel like skip, reverse, like, there's a whole thing here. You know, getting down to one, singular, what is it? Like, I don't know, draw four. Bobby, you help me. I almost called you Barbie.
Nope. I mean, it's close. It makes sense. I'm sorry. I'm too busy thinking about, like, the Daniel Kaluuya Barney, which is apparently happening too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well,
the A24 style Barney. Oh my God.
The point is, I think they could do, if Barbie works, they can do anything. I believe
I
in
loved
a
new
literally
that New Yorker piece. I loved when they showed the writer the race cars or the, what is it? The what is it? Hot Wheels.
Not Hot,
Hot Wheels.
Wheels. Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels. Okay.
And the Hot Wheels, it didn't work. Like they showed him this big rig they had and it didn't work. And he was like, we got to fix that. I was like, this is like Willy Wonka, which is another movie come to life.
Lindsay,
literally.
Magic 8-Ball. That's a good movie.
That's a great
that's
movie.
Written. That wrote
that's
itself.
That's easy.
Magic 8-Ball.
Who stars in the Magic 8-Ball
Justin
movie?
Justin Long. He's the king of horror.
Don't just say Justin.
Oh, wow. That was a speedy response.
I mean, the gag would be funny if Margot Robbie was just everything.
she's the Magic 8-Ball.
Like, you get to the end of the Barney movie, Barney takes off the helmet, and it's Margot Robbie.
That's perfect.
It's been Margot Robbie the whole time.
It's perfect.
All right. Is this collab real or fake? Barbie and Spirit Halloween.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say real. They've got to have a Barbie section.
It's real.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Which, weird, though, because Spirit Halloween needs no help.
I know. It's
right.
Like, they're there.
People are going there no matter what.
Right.
All right. Barbie and Burnett's Pink Lemonade Vodka.
I mean, fake. Sounds great. Sounds real to me.
It should be real, but it's fake. Barbie and Joybird couches.
I feel like that's real, and
that
I'm mad.
It seems real, yeah.
It's real, and I hate it, because, like, you know what sounds uncomfortable? A Barbie couch.
Yeah, aren't they plastic, famously?
Aren't they freaking plastic?
And tiny. Too tiny.
All right, last one. Barbie and Fossil.
The watch? Yeah, real.
Yeah.
Real.
It's real. It's real.
It's real.
Would y'all wear a Barbie Fossil watch?
In a second.
Watch?
In once. A second. With my Crocs? Once. Yes, 100%.
Okay. I wasn't keeping tabs on this game, but the real winner is Mattel, because they are just printing money right now. All right, more with Bobby and Lindsay after the break.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all female runners. It's time to lace up and join Team Milk. Since the 2022 New York City Marathon, Team Milk has sponsored female marathon runners nationwide, providing support and shining a spotlight on their unique stories, perseverance, and drive to go the distance. Why milk? Dairy milk is an excellent nutritional add for both marathon training and recovery. Milk contains 13 essential nutrients, including high-quality protein, making it a crucial component of a training diet. Plus, it's one of the best beverages for hydration, even better than water. The same electrolytes that are added to many of your favorite sports drinks are found naturally in milk. And in 2024, Team Milk is taking the next step to empower female runners by launching the only women's marathon in the U.S. designed for and by women. Built to be accessible, empowering, and community-building, the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon will take place in Savannah, Georgia, on November 16, 2024. You can learn more and register for the marathon at everywomansmarathon.com.
All right, moving on to our second game of this episode.
Oh,
two games, because our two guests are that good. This next game is called Into It, or Not Into It.
Classic.
It's the classic.
It's a classic game. I tell you a story from the week, and you just tell me if you're into it or not. I used to like award winning points based on if I liked people's opinions, but that just got a little too subjective. So I'm going to say from the start, everyone's a winner. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay. I love that. Here we go. Positive space.
Yeah. Positive
I'll
space.
I'll still win, though, but sure, you can say that.
He's a winner.
All right. Are y'all into or not into The Golden Bachelor? I'm sure you've heard by now. Earlier this week,
so into it.
ABC unveiled its first ever star of The Golden Bachelor. He's a senior. His name is Jerry Turner, and he's a 71-year-old widower from Indiana. The show premieres later this fall. We're into it?
So into it.
Absolutely into it.
It's the only thing. I mean, I feel like the Bachelorette series, they really want to pull us back in. And this was one of the few things that got me to, like, turn my head when I heard it. And I saw the promo and I said, who's Jerry?
He posts his thirst traps in a leather-bound album. His DMs have postage. He gets the early bird special anytime he wants.
Only problem here is that are we not waiting for the other shoe to drop? Where was Jerry on January? You know, where was Jerry?
Oh, like, no. Is he going to be a milkshake duck? Like, no, like, don't let him
Jerry's
be a milkshake duck.
Jerry's lived 71 years. Do you know how much time Jerry's had to do something that we don't approve of? Like, that's too many years.
So far, though, this Jerry guy seems pretty cool. Oh, wait. His name was actually Gary, not Jerry. Okay, sorry. So Gary Turner used to be a restaurateur. I can never say that word right. His bio says he is a doting father of two and a grandfather.
Okay.
He lives in his dream house on a beautiful lake in Indiana. He also plays pickleball.
Oh, of course he does.
His wife of 43 years passed away in 2017, so he's back on the market.
He's handsome, too. He's very handsome.
He's very handsome.
Like, I think, did you ask me, Bobby, you were like, is he going to date 20-year-olds? And I was like, no.
Well, that was my first question.
He can't.
They're going to give him age-appropriate women. Well,
that's why I'm into it, because Lindsay knows this. I mean, I'm obsessed with stories about old people. I think it's like good for my own problems with my own mortality. It's like any story about like an older stories about
like
older people sort of like having a nice time, realizing that like you can always pivot, you can always be happy no matter how old you are. Love that. But like what I love about the fact that this guy is on The Bachelor isn't just that he's old, it's that he's actually old. He's in his 70s.
Yes,
because,
I agree.
Like our cultural acknowledgement or like cultural understanding of what old means has changed a lot over like the past 30 years or whatever.
Totally.
Like
yes.
Old in the 90s was like 40. You know, like and then old got a little like 50. Then it was 60. You know, like now we're in the 70s and I like that. I'm thinking about like waiting to exhale when they're all like, oh, this is, our lives are over and we're 40 years old. Or like my best friend's wedding when she's like, if I don't get married by the time I'm 28, I'm done. And now it's 71.
Right.
And I think that's progress.
As you get older, old gets older. Like, as you get older, the definition of old. So I did like when I saw he was 71. That's
exactly old.
That's young enough to be sexy. Not that you can't be sexy at any age, but come on. And that is old enough to be old. I'm sorry.
He's objectively old.
Would I date him?
Great.
Sure.
Listen. I personally love all of the content geared towards old generations. I watched all of Grace and Frankie twice.
Yes.
I watched 80 for Brady on an airplane and loved it.
I watched
Give it all to me.
It was fine.
I watched Book Club Chapter 2. Loved it.
Yes. I also feel like if anyone is going to be a good guy bachelor, it's an older guy.
It's just fewer
games, less foolishness, right?
I hope so. Yes. I hope that it works for him. They make the show work for him. I'm excited for it to not blow up in our faces.
And I hope that after like 20 years, I hope that ABC's gotten better at vetting. You know, like, I have to have trust in them.
They haven't, but sure.
I also hope that like this show ends with like a very senior happy ending where it's like, they both choose to be together, but they're going to keep their houses.
Yeah.
And they're going to hang out like on the weekend. And they're not going to get married because why?
She's like, I'm not moving to Indiana. Like, all my grandchildren live in Buffalo or whatever.
Yes. Like a real life ending.
It's like mature and realistic. Yeah, I love that.
Yes.
What are those two? They're like two famous old. I'm trying to think of the old like straight women celebrities who are like, I don't. Oh, it's like Judith Light. Whoopi famously doesn't want anyone in her house, which I love. And then Judith Light is like, yeah, my husband lives on the other coast. That's iconic. Like, that's great.
Yo, into it.
I love it. We're into it. I'm watching.
What do we think the age, not cap, but age floor should be for his contenders?
Oh, my
50
God.
50 plus, 60 plus?
60.
60
plus.
Okay.
We're a very sensitive culture about age gap right now, so we really have to kind of... I think they have to be aware that it, even if like someone in their 50s, it might work or something, which would not be that out of the ordinary. Culture can't handle TV having that big of an age gap.
I will say I'm looking forward to the hometown dates because usually for hometowns, the bachelor takes a potential bachelor at home to meet his parents. But for
good point.
Are they going to go meet the kids?
The grandkids.
Oh, the grandkids.
So sweet.
It's going to be great. Might be the first season of The Bachelor I watch in like five years. That's exciting.
All right. So this makes y'all more likely to watch The Bachelor.
100%.
The Golden Bachelor.
It makes me, there's no way I'm missing the premiere of this. Like it's The Bachelor is suddenly appointment viewing.
Mm-hmm. And I do love, just want to point out, remember when they had the older bachelorette? She was only like in her 40s or something.
Yeah.
This is my chance to not be the one begging a guy to be with me.
She's 39 years old. She's not the type of woman to play games.
That's how skewed culture is, but whatever. Give me a 71-year-old bachelorette, but
literally,
whatever.
Is Golden Bachelor the best name for this show?
Well, didn't someone say the geriatricaler? Who told me that? Who said that to me?
He's Gary.
And I'm your first Golden Bachelor. It's your
golden hour. So also on this topic, we're much more likely to see a lot more reality TV this fall.
Oy.
If these strikes continue. What kind of reality shows would you want to see if there's going to be an abundance of them very soon?
Oh, you know what I need?
What?
Lindsay, I think you'll agree. I need another season of Instant Hotel or bring
Instant Hotel
to America.
Wait, what is Instant Hotel?
It's this Australian competition show that costs $8 and there are two seasons of it and it's about people who own bed and breakfasts like trying each other's houses out and then like judging them and then picking the best ones.
Oh my.
Well, she's trying to invent a personality, but that's not working either.
City folk.
This place should come with a health warning.
They're everywhere.
It's just fun to see the different ways people sell their like rental houses. And it's so petty and so silly. And it's Australia, so everything is like completely foreign to me. I love that show. I've been wanting more for years.
What's cool is they choose different parts of Australia. So you the comparison between like the Gold Coast and like a salt mine in the middle of the continent. Like it's very cool because it's very diverse and like they all hate each other's houses, which is amazing.
Low stakes pettiness. It's like very special. Like put it all over the world. I love it.
I want like 18 more seasons of Is It Cake? That's all I want.
Talk about low stakes.
Is this cake?
Is that cake? Am I cake?
Y'all, the hold that show has over me. Did you see the episode where they have to figure out which of four toilets is not actually a toilet, but is just cake?
No.
Let's find out if this toilet is cake.
Oh, my God.
The moment that Mikey Day, the host, starts to sledgehammer each toilet to figure out which one is which, one of the contestants mutters, how is this a real show?
How is this a show?
It is nice to mix absurdity with craft. Like, that actually is a great, because it's like, it's really showing off people's skill in a really authentic and earnest way. Like, these are real big talents. Like, if you can make a cake look like a toilet, you are very talented.
There you go.
But also, the idea of cutting into a toilet and it's a toilet is very funny. Like, no matter what. And it will never get old. I saw them do one with a crab. It was amazing. The cake looked just like a crab. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It reminds me of the Blown Away show. Just like, why am I watching a show about glass blowing? But they're really talented. So stuff I think is really fun.
It's mostly made of sand. Okay. A few other ingredients in it. But it does cool really quickly once you take it out of the furnace. Glory holes are where you can reheat it and make it warm and malleable. And so you can.
Well, and then like you find yourself like going deep on the art and craft of glass blowing.
Yes.
And it's like midnight and you're like, I should go to bed. I will never glass blow.
I will never glass blow. You could glass blow?
I can glass blow.
It's not too late for love, but it's too late for glass blowing. I'm sorry.
For glass blowing.
There's no golden blown away.
What if one of the episodes on The Golden Bachelor is a glass blowing date?
They'd be make sure
they'd
have enough breath. Yeah, make sure
they're like, no.
The health is high.
My lungs, no.
Okay, more of the game with Bobby Finger and Lindsay Weber after the break.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Next game question. Are y'all into or not into influencers striking in solidarity with actors and writers?
I'm into any solidarity with the strike, period.
Yeah.
If you're an influencer and that is something you can do, and influencers, I don't know, they can't do much. So if they're going to contribute and they want to contribute in that way, I think that's great. But I don't really know the rules. And I think things are getting very muddled about what the rules are.
It's
Anyone who's in the in the union, they know the rules. And that is the most important thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in it and you know the rules, talk to your strike captain. I've learned a little bit about this, but I'm not in the union, so I don't really know. But anyone who wants to show their solidarity in any way, I support. Sure, go for it.
It's really hard because, like, there's this, like, gray area. So, basically, long story short, while the writers strike and the actors strike, they're not supposed to promote any work coming from the studios that they're striking against. So, no premieres, no interviews, etc. But a lot of influencers are still scheduled to promote a lot of these projects. And the question is, can they, should they? And here's where it gets complicated. Right. Some influencers are actually in these unions.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Influencers can be in SAG.
Well, they can be
Didn't
actors,
know that till this week.
Right? Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that that's cool. The more members SAG is, the more powerful it is. I think, like,
yeah.
I don't think anyone would be like, influencers can't join SAG. It's more power, you know? Like, there's more dues being given. There's more, we're group buying this insurance. Like, I'd love some of that, you know? I think that it's, like, really good for the union. And maybe that will, like, educate more people on the usefulness of the union itself by having these younger, cooler people advocating for it versus, like, Meryl Streep, you know?
So, influencers can be in SAG if they perform alone. If they're incorporated, and if they own their intellectual property. And so SAG says, if you are a SAG influencer, don't promote unless you have contractual obligations that were signed before the strike began.
Yeah, but that's a bad look. Even if you had them signed before, you're still on that red carpet. And you don't want that. You don't want to deal with that.
And the influencer landscape is the worst possible way, like the worst space in the world to like provide any nuance to what you're doing.
Yes.
Like, I just basically don't envy what they're doing. Like the worst place to explain yourself and like explain, no, you don't understand. This is how the union works and these are how contracts work. In a TikTok or in
Good
the TikTok
luck.
Comments.
Like a get
you
ready with me
it.
TikTok like, where you're explaining yeah. like
it's not
going to
happen.
Capitalism.
You know what's more valuable to me than walking the red carpet at any event? My health insurance. So if I was an influencer who was receiving that and having the support of a union, I would say, you know what? Scratch it.
There
we'll
you
do.
Go.
We'll make up the money in another way. I think they're smart. They know. Some of them.
I'm also just totally into figuring out and reading up on what stuff gets exemptions from these strikes. This week I've been reading up a lot about how some independent films, because they're not attached to the big studios, these productions can keep going. And in fact, two A24 films are allowed to continue production. They got waivers from SAG and the Writers Guild. One is called Mother Mary. It stars Michaela Cole and Anne Hathaway. It's an epic pop melodrama with songs by Jack Antonoff and Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
That one.
That one can keep going. I know. Mm-hmm.
Also, another A24 movie called Death of a Unicorn, in which Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega run over a unicorn on their way home. Hilarity ensues. That's allowed to continue?
I think there's like intricacy to this that I don't know.
Yeah.
This says A24 is not part of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, said a spokesperson for the company.
AMTP, TPT
like,
or whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
But also like the actors are still, I just am like the actors are still, it doesn't, to me, if I was Paul Rudd, if I wouldn't want to continue. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
I will say it is very interesting to kind of see A24 as this like pop culture cockroach, like nothing does. Stop it.
In a strike. It's true. Yeah, they're like, we will be making our Charlie XCX film. Don't you worry. And like, of course, I'm going to want that.
Yes. Also, apparently, a TV series called The Chosen, all about Jesus of Nazareth.
Okay, well.
That can keep filming, too. Not even a strike can stop Jesus.
Isn't that, like, totally crowdfunded or something?
No idea.
Show?
Oh, no, the crowdfunded one was the QAnon Missing Children movie thing.
Is that the one that came out was like a huge hit in theaters this past weekend?
Yeah.
Cool. We're doing great.
Yeah.
The theaters are going to have to show something. You know, if this goes on for a long time, they're going to need to put something in there, you know?
Start showing The Golden Bachelor in theaters.
I was going to say.
All right, last game question for you. And you're going to have to explain this to me because I've tried to get it and I don't get it. It's weird. Are y'all into or not into one of the internet's hottest, newest trends, NPC live streaming?
Into it.
I love this.
Into it.
Cat pop, meow, meow, meow. Cat pop, meow, meow, meow. Exercise strong. So strong. Exercise strong.
Y'all love
so
it?
Strong.
Yeah.
It feels very Black Mirror.
It is, but I think it knows it is, and that's what's okay, because it's still, like, creative. Like, what's really Black Mirror is any sort of TikTok live where you like see them getting the gifts and it's weird and it puts like a little hat on their head and like whatever. That's weird. That's Black Mirror. But kind of the commentary on the idea that it's Black Mirror by becoming and cosplaying a non-playable character from a video game in which we like you kind of like react the same way like a robot. I think
sort
that's
like
almost responding to
the rhythmic
to it.
Movements.
Yeah. Do you need us to explain NPC? No, you play video games.
Me?
Yeah.
Listen, I have a Nintendo Switch that confuses me.
I just think.
Okay, but have you ever played, what is it with the car crashing? What is it called?
Grand Theft Auto?
Okay.
Yeah, where it's like it's like the people who just like walk around doing the same thing over and over.
Yes, and you bump into them and they're like, "Get out of my way." Like they always say the same thing.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. It is very fun, and I like that we all kind of get
it. Like
it's giving
it.
Sims.
But the thing is, like, it's funny that you asked this after the question about unionizing. What they're doing is labor. I'm sorry. Those people are making money on
it.
True. So it's sort
true.
Of like
thousands.
True.
Thousands of dollars. And it's like pennies at a time, but that's why they do it. And it's just sort of like they're not doing it kind of entirely as a bit. They're doing it because it's lucrative. And TikTok is really good at making you watch shit that you didn't sign up for. Yeah. You know, when you're like, wait, what is this?
Paying its performers. Like that
it's
is
getting paid.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
bottom
it's
line,
good.
Black Mirror is the WGA striking, not Black Mirror is like paying people to like perform.
Bam.
Right.
Yes.
And it's like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
The NPC TikTok live streamer's job is dumb, but frankly, so is mine. So like I'm into it. You know?
So let me try to get this in 60 seconds or less.
Yeah.
For our listeners who are like, what the hell?
I know.
So basically, there's a new trend on TikTok where big TikTok influencers will go live on TikTok, just be live streaming on TikTok, but they're live streaming themselves performing as NPC characters. These are the non-playable characters in video games.
Thank you for the rose. Tap, tap, tap. Thank you for the follow. Thank you for the follow. Thank you for the follow.
So they're basically role-playing as kind of static video game characters who only say the same four or five things over and over and do the same kind of movements over and over.
Yes, and
while they
are
do
responding
this,
to the gifts that the people are giving them live.
And so, yes, during their live stream as these game characters, viewers can send in comments or requests of do this, do that, and then the NPC live streamers do it. And each time they do it, there's a tip. And some of them can get thousands of dollars for doing this.
What I love is that TikTok can't control how much money they're kind of getting. They can make it really customizable. And then the performer can do different sounds and actions for every kind of gift. Ice cream, yum,
can
yum.
Can we play some? There's one pinky doll. Ice cream, yum, yum. Yes, yes. Good, good. Can you play it for us, Janae? I got to hear it. It's so creepy.
She's really talented. Did you hear the where she broke character and yelled at her kid? That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I love that. I'm like, yeah, she's a fucking working mother. It's iconic, you know?
She's like, please shut up. And then she was like, ice cream.
Yes, you got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me write it. Turn up, pop. Amazing. JS, stop it. I said stop. You stop now. You leave the dog alone. It's not a game. You're gonna hurt the dog for real. Stop. No. Go to your room. Go to your room. Now.
There's one where this NPC streamer says mid-NPC, I should really go back to my therapist.
Yeah, she's
it's so good.
Oh, it's great.
Big hug. That's a lot of meat. I need to go back to my therapist.
Like, and I think the one who yelled at her kid, that's Pinky Doll. Like, Pinky Doll's definitely the one making the most money at this point.
She's the star.
Do we have it, Janae?
Oh, thank you, Lily. I love you. Yes, strong woman. Gang gang. Yes, strong woman. Ice cream, so good. Thank you, Naya. Thank you, Coco. Yes, strong woman. Yeah, amazing.
So funny.
All right, listen. Let me tell y'all. Social internet has
so
ruined
good.
Our brains.
And it's also like...
We have soft brain.
Even more fundamentally, people are like, what is this? Why are people paying for this? And it's like, sorry, but this is like a kink. Like, get used to it. There are people who are really getting off on this, you know?
Is it
like,
the same kind of getting off as, like, people with, like, feet pics and stuff?
I think
is
it's
it that
same.
Energy?
I think it's, like, there's definitely a significant percentage of people
Let
who are doing this because
anybody's
they're
kink.
Into
Let
it.
Me not shame
no,
it. Let me
I
not shame it.
I think the percentage of it being sexualized is actually lower in this context, but it does kind of harken back to kind of traditionally cam girl culture. So I get what you're saying, but I do feel like it's become very, like, it's, like, every family entertainment. Family entertainment in a way. Because she's just like saying ice cream, yum, yum.
Ice cream,
you know?
Yum, yum.
Ice cream, so good. Meow, gang, gang, balloon.
Is it a fetish? Is it cosplay? Is it ASMR? I don't know, but it's lucrative for Pinky Doll.
All of the above. Shout out to Pinky Doll. Keep getting that money. You're talented. And if you join SAG, though, you have to stop. If you get enough money to join SAG, you have to stop.
TikTokers keep finding ways to surprise me is like, honestly, props to them.
Yo, that's what true. Would y'all NPC stream? What kind of character?
Oh my God. Well, it's always the same girly. It's always the same style.
Yeah, it has to be the same girly. But you can pick the gifts.
I do
it
think
would have
that
to be like popcorn, and we go, crunch, 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 crunch. That's what we would have to do.
Oh my God. We would do all of our catchphrases based on different gifts, and we would say our catchphrases.
Meet me in Greece.
Oh my God.
Meet me in Greece.
Crunch, crunch.
So basically, we're kind of into everything right now.
Culture,
and I love
culture's,
it.
Culture's okay.
Culture is culture.
Culture's back.
And we're here for it? Yes, culture is back. Lindsay and Bobby said so. There you
come.
Come
see us live on tour. Culture's back, baby.
Thanks again to Lindsay Weber and Bobby Finger. If you aren't already, check out their amazing podcast, Who Weekly, the best celebrity gossip podcast in the land. Also, the folks at Who Weekly, Lindsay and Bobby, they're going on tour soon, a live tour. You should definitely buy tickets. I know I will be at the LA show. All right, Intuit is hosted by me, Sam Sanders. This show is produced by Janae West, Travis Larchuk, Gabi Grossman, Jelani Carter, Taka Zinn, and Oluwakimi Aladesui. Our fearless editor is Jordana Hochman. Our engineer is Daniel Turek. Our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder, who honestly should have been in charge of the entire Barbie soundtrack. I'm serious. And the executive producer of audio at Vox Media is Nishat Kurwa. Listeners, we are back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. Till then, send us some audio files of your favorite NPC voices. Do it. Be weird. Why not? Bye. I brought my boyfriend with me, and for that live show, he wasn't really a listener. Since then, I've made him a fan.
Hell yeah.
He's a Who Weekly stan now.
Perfect.
We did it. Great. We got
the gospel. Yes.
Spreading the gospel.
Incredible.
Spreading the gospel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On that note.
Crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch.
Crunch. Yum, yum.
Ice cream.
What's Rita up to? What's Rita up to? What's Rita up to?
I would do that, honestly.
I would watch.
Pretty good.
I would tip. I would tip.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running, and that's not the case. Most runners hate running, but they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.